Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Hires, I cannot tell you again how much we love you. So Matt is filling in a couple of days this week for us on the board, and so he's playing some unbelievable songs, so much so that I had a neighbor reach out to me who rarely communicates through text, and she said, y'all are playing all my favorite songs today.
All our jams.
And so I heard that song yesterday, and I said, Matt, let's add this to the list. I thought it was singer Taylor Dane.
I did too.
Another one of our favorites here on Palmetto Mornings, but who is it?
Kathy Tricoli.
That's a new one.
Oh, I have heard of that.
I like that one.
It's a good grocery store jam.
That's a great grocery store.
It's one of those that you just kind of get swept up in it in the milk section.
Yeah.
And you forget what you're looking at, and you're just singing and dancing in the aisle, or it might just be me.
You get two blocks of cream cheese. Yeah. Get wild.
Oh, my goodness. Well, our next guest, they're nodding their heads, so they either like the song or they're ready for us to move on and get to them. But we want to welcome everyone to Palmetto Mornings on this Wednesday edition. It's 7-11, 23 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
And you're listening to us on all of your social media platforms, on the radio, online, and on the app.
And on TV.
Yep. CN2. Check us
out.
This Friday, February the 10th. This Friday, we've got it January the 10th. The City of York is inviting everyone to the 2025 14th Annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration Breakfast. We have Chloe Jones, who's the Community Events Coordinator for the City of York, as well as James Thompson, who's the MC of the event. They're both joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Chloe, we're going to start with you. We're going to let you kind of set the table for Friday's event. It's from 8 to 10 in the morning.
Correct, yes.
And just walk us through what folks should be doing today to prepare for Friday.
So you want to still buy tickets. I actually extended buying tickets online. You're able to go to our Facebook, the City of York, South Carolina Facebook. There's, under our event, there's a QR code. You can scan that. Or you can go to our website, yorksc.gov, and go under Community Engagement. You can also find the link to the event there. Buy your tickets, buy your tickets, buy your tickets. I know the weather might look bad, but don't worry. It's not coming till later in the day.
That's right.
Come get you some yummy breakfast provided from Just Right Catering. There's going to be some really great performances. A lot of local people, Charlie Beauville, she's a poet. Carlo Dawson is going to perform a monologue from Coretta Scott. We got wonderful James Thompson here as our MC. Our local high school choir is going to be performing. It's going to be a really good morning.
It is Friday, January the 10th from 8 to 10 in the morning, and Chloe is spot on. The winter weather is not arriving until sometime Friday evening, so you've got no excuse to feed your body and feed your soul as well. This is going to be at Liberty Church. It's at 410 Blessed Hope Road there in York. Tickets are $25, so go ahead and get your tickets for the 14th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration Breakfast hosted by the City of York.
That is actually a typo. It's $20
per ticket. Sorry.
I believe
even better.
You get a $5 discount.
Love it.
$20. Okay. James Thompson, you are the master of ceremonies, so your job is a hard one to keep all these folks on time, because the celebration, when you celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's life and legacy, you really don't want to put too much of a time restraint on it, but you do have to get on with your day-to-day activities. But what does it mean for you to MC an event like this, to guide the audience through his words and his message?
Setting the tone. Love will be the theme. On a personal level, looking out over the audience and seeing the diversity and seeing all of us come together under one roof in fellowship and breaking bread, that is a part of the dream and the movement. And so it'll be very easy in my Tom Brady role of master of ceremonies. I take it to heart and we'll have a great time with that. And just the amazing performances that we'll have, you know, it really puts an exclamation point and will bring everything to life. And so it's super fun. I think this is my fourth year being involved. The city of York always rolls out the red carpet, and it's an amazing event, and it's just an honor to be able to do this.
I love that the theme is love. We often say on this show, and I know you're a big friend of the show, to show love and grace and empathy. Mm-hmm. And those were words that Dr. King also preached. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter what you look like or the color of your skin.
That's right. And so to be able to put that message back out there, remind people that we in the season that we should really be loving on each other and really uniting and talking about what we can do as one, moving forward as a people. We're walking in the journey of the dream. A lot of us just don't realize it. We don't have to say it every day, but your actions and how we are to our fellow man and woman, that is a part of what the dream is all about.
But it's hard sometimes to do that, James. I mean, it's hard to show grace to folks that, you know, have felt like, that you feel like maybe wronged you in some way. Mm-hmm. What would the message, I guess one thing is, if that's weighing heavy on your heart, Friday might be a good time, like, to hear it, right? When you go to church sometimes and you feel like something going on in your life and the preacher preaches on this one specific topic and you're like, that was
for me.
Clear sign. Yeah. I don't know if everyone else heard what I heard, but mm-hmm. that's a clear sign. So maybe this is a time if folks have something wrestling internally and they don't know how to move forward, this seems like a great opportunity to kind of clean the slate, especially at the beginning of a new year.
Best icebreaker, and it's for me, when we start off, when I do any event, is turn to your neighbor and look at your neighbor and say, I love you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. It saturates the whole venue and where we are because we set the tone, and love is in the atmosphere, but you're also allowing God to come in and do what he does at the best, and that's how I set the tone. And so there will be some people that are on the fence, but we want them to know when you come to York and come to Liberty on Friday morning, you will not leave the same as you came in the door. And that's the whole point.
And I love that icebreaker, James, because mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, we don't have this particular personality. And I know, James, you don't either. I would suspect Chloe doesn't. But when you go to church and the preacher says you have to turn to your, you know, some people like, that is like, just makes them cringe. They want to like crawl underneath the pew.
They freeze up.
But... And we say this a lot. Think about that person who might not hear anybody tell them that they love them that day, how that changes their day or the trajectory of how they move forward. And so I just love, and what better icebreaker, or isn't that what he would want us to do? I mean, that's exactly what he got up and talked about when he preached. And so I just think you are carrying on the dream, James. And so I just think that's very commendable. And I mean, that's great. That's kind of like what we were talking about this morning. If someone says something ugly, then you just turn it right back around and say something kind. And if nothing else, it throws them off their game, but it also might make them think a little bit. And so that's what they're definitely going to get if they show up on Friday. Love that.
Fantastic. All right. So here are the details. Once again, the city of York is inviting everyone to the 2025 14th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration Breakfast. It's 8 to 10 in the morning there at Liberty Church in York. You're going to get breakfast. You're going to get the keynote speaker. You're going to have a poetry reading, musical performance, a special performance as well. And then James Thompson is the master of ceremonies. $20 will get you in the door. And again, you're not only feeding your body, you're also feeding your soul. Chloe Jones is the community events coordinator for the City of York, and you just heard from James Thompson, who is the MC for the event. Thank you both very much. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 7:19 here on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 23 degrees.